I'm Scott Owen with the Asheville FM News Team, and I have Julia McDowell in the studio with me now. And Julia is here to talk to us about the Just Folks sponsored event that is taking place now in Triangle Park.
Yes, it is.
Welcome, Julia.
Thank you.
All right, let's start out with a little bit about Just Folks. Who are the Just Folks?
Just Folks. It started in 2000 of a group of men just seeing some space, and they just started gathering there. And it started off with five men, and they just said, let's just call ourselves Just Folks. And they just started from there, and they just kept on until it grew, and it grew, and it grew. Yes, and I started off as the secretary, and now today I am the president of Just Folks.
So it's not just men anymore then?
No, it's not just men anymore. A lot of it's more women now than men.
Is it? Well, I'm not surprised by that. Do you have monthly meetings and things like that?
Yes, we have monthly meetings on Mondays, probably the second Monday in the month.
All right. Well, before we get on, I'd like to ask you a little bit about Triangle Park and some things. But before we do that, go ahead and tell me about the event that's happening. And I think you've already done, two or three weeks down there?
Yes, we have. Starting in July, we'll be having an event. It's called the Woman Empowerment on that day. And then on the 22nd, also, Beloved will be in the park.
Okay, Beloved House?
Yeah, no, Beloved. That's his name is...
Oh, Best Believe.
Best Believe. Best Believe will be in the park, yes, on the 22nd.
Being a DJ?
Yes, being a DJ.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's in June. That's the only thing we're going to have because the weather is going to be bad. So when the weather is bad, we can't schedule anything on that day. But yes, that's June the 22nd of this month. And then starting in the 7th, we'll have the Women Empowerment. Then we'll have Nex. He'll be in the park. He'll be the DJ for that day.
Nex,
yes. I don't know if you heard of him or not, but
I haven't.
He's a good DJ. Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yes, he is. And also on the 20th, we'll have R&B in the park. In August, is a book full house in August. We'll be having what happened? In August, we'll have the Leaf Festival on the 3rd. We won't be in the park then, but August the 10th, Best Believe will be back in the park. On the 17th, we're having a big event with March of Flowers. And then on the 24th, we're having our Heritage Festival. And then we can't forget the 9th month, which is September. We're going to be having Goombay Festival up there too as well. Then on the 22nd, we'll have the Leaf Riders. They'll be in the park. And also, all these events, we have a new cook, which is Ramona Young. She's with Kente Kitchen.
Okay, I wanted to ask you about the food because I remember there being some pretty good munches down there.
Yes, yes. Ramona's going to be our cook, so she's our cook. Every time we have an event, she will be there.
Okay.
And she's been frying fish to fixing hamburgers to her own special thing, and which is African food.
Okay. Yes. So that's a lot of information for someone to remember just listening here on the show. Is there a place where someone can go to, a website or something, where they can get... this calendar?
We don't have a website yet. That's our dream in the future to get that. But you can go on our Facebook. We usually do pretty good by that, and we have flyers too that goes out too for all the events.
So Facebook would be Just Folks?
Yes.
On Asheville on Facebook?
Yes, Just Folks.
Okay.
Or you could go on Julia McDowell's Facebook too, and it'll be on there too.
On Julia McDowell's Facebook?
Yes, both of us.
All right. Well, that sounds great. So that's a whole lot going on down there.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot busier schedule than what you've done in the past.
Yes, it is. We have two good entertainment guys that's been real good about finding stuff for us, which is Nex And then I'm Herman Bright, which is Best Believe. Those are real good DJs that help us out.
Okay, and this is an all-age family event,
yes,
isn't that right?
It sure is. That's our mission. Our mission statement is our main focus is to keep the block going and to keep Black heritage alive by having community events.
Right.
And that's what we do.
Now, you just mentioned that the block. Now, some of our listeners, of course, know what you mean by that, but we might have some new listeners.
All right.
When you say the block, can you tell me a little bit about the block?
Oh, the block is the hub of downtown Asheville, and it's Eagle Street and Market Street. It used to be where there used to be 100 or more Black-owned businesses in that area.
100 or more Black-owned businesses.
Businesses, but that's not there anymore.
I'm so sorry that's gone. That must have added such a lot to our city.
Yes, it did. It really did. But they figured that parking spaces need to be there and hotels and stuff like that was more important than keeping us there.
So Triangle Park, for anyone who wants to know, is on
South Market Street. Yeah.
And it's kind of, how would you describe it? It's
Sycamore. It's on off of Sycamore and South Market Street. It's like in a triangle.
It's kind of down behind like the Fine Arts Theater.
Yes, sir.
In that area.
Yes, sir. And matter of fact, they just built new condos right in front of it.
Yeah, right.
Right.
There's a couple businesses right around there that are just getting going. And
just get going.
Brand new hotels.
Yes.
Brand new apartment buildings.
Yes, sir, it is.
Right there. And that's an historic area.
Yes, it is. From the murals, if you come down there, it's 58 South Market Street is the address. We just got an address.
58 South Market
Street.
Yes, it is. Okay, because everybody uses Google now.
Right. And on our mural, it really tells the history of the East End. Back in 1846.
The murals?
The murals do, yeah.
Okay, now so not everybody's seen this. So there's murals on the walls.
On the walls.
Two of the walls.
Yes.
Surrounding Triangle Park.
Yes, that's what makes us what's left of the block. And it just really just tells the history of what it used to be and where it is now. And what's not there now. Yes, I think it's like 14 little pictures there, and all of them tell just the history of what it was and what we're trying to do up there.
Well, those are some really fascinating and beautiful murals. Do you know who's responsible for the murals?
Yeah, her name is Molly Must. She's the artist that started it. It started in 2012 when... Curtis James was president now, and he's no longer with us. He passed away. And also Bubbles, I know a lot of y'all remember Bubbles, and she passed away as well. But both of those were strong leaders, and they pushed for us to have that there. And due to the fact that that's all we have now is that to show what it was of our history of the block. And yes.
Do you know if there'll be any nonprofits that'll be tabling, setting up booths and stuff? Are there going to be opportunities for people who are from the outside coming in to kind of get to know the community on some level other than just, you know, standing by? Is there?
Well, I give tours.
You give tours?
Yes, or just, well, not really tours, just let everybody, you know, give them some little history of each one of those little pictures that they give.
Right.
I give tours to let everybody know. That way I can let you know what the pictures mean and stuff like that. But Molly Most, she was the one that got 100 volunteers to put the mural in the park. We're also on the Appalachian Trail. If you ever listen to the Appalachian Trail, they will mention Triangle Park because we in their loop. And we won a Griffin Award from them too as well. So, yes, one good thing about the mural in Triangle Park, it can never go anywhere.
Well, what it sounds like to me, Julia, is that this is just a day for people to just get together and be just folks.
And that's it. That's right.
It's so simple, it's almost hard to wrap a busy mind around something as simple as that.
You're so right. That's all we can do is just come to Triangle Triangle Park and just be folks and be have fun.
Have eat. A little something to eat while we're listening to some music.
Yes.
And get to know our neighbors.
Get to know our neighbors. Yes, that's right. No, we have to come together because, I mean, that's what we're there. We sell our food and stuff like that because that's how we pay our bills. We have to pay insurance, so we accept donations. I'm also going to put an application on our Facebook so people can fill out applications. There's no fee to have an application. All we ask is that you just volunteer, and when we have events, that you just come up and just volunteer for us.
What are the applications for?
To join Just Folks.
Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right.
And if any vendors or if anybody want to have anything in the park, all you have to do is just contact Julia. My phone number is on our Facebook account, and you just call me or just put a little note and let me know. I mean, we're doing almost anything at this point. I mean, if you want to have a family reunion or if you just need a place just to meet, that's fine. As a matter of fact, last week we had a celebration from Just Economics. We had a member that was leaving doing something else, Amy Cartel. I don't know if you know her, but we had
Cantrell.
We had a celebration for her in the park. So our space is open for anything and anyone. So
Right. Yes. Well, let's go over that the most important part of this information, which is you give me the date of the next event?
June the 22nd. Yes.
Which is a Saturday.
Yes.
And what time?
Event starts at 3:00, and it will be Christian music on, and Best Believe will be the DJ on that day.
Okay. June 22nd at 3:00.
Yes.
At the Triangle Park.
Yes.
That's in the block in Downtown Asheville.
Downtown Asheville. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's 58 South Market Street is the address.
Well, I sure hope I can make it, Julia, and I hope to see you there and a whole bunch of people from all around Asheville showing up to celebrate life together.
I appreciate that, and I hope to see you there, too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I appreciate you coming in and talking to us here at Asheville FM today.
Well, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Right.